The South Estes Public Housing Community in Chapel Hill sits right off 15501 near University Mall. The 44 units were built in 1970, gray in color, and probably in need of a little fixing up. But today, all eyes were on the basketball court, where Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt made the big announcement. He said the following low-income communities will get free high-speed internet for 5 years.
Airport Gardens, Church Street Caldwell, Colony Woods West, Eastwood, my neighbors, North Columbia, Pritchard Park, Rainbow Heights, and South Estes, right here, South Estes.
Kleinschmidt admits it's taken a long time to get to this point, providing internet service for some of the town's neediest residents.
Bridging that divide means having to overcome barriers. And that's one of the reasons it's taken so long. It's been a lot of rhetoric.
There was the hardware issue surrounding how to pay for such a service, and making sure users were computer literate. To help solve one of those problems, Chapel Hill is partnering with AT&T for the free service. Robert Doro is Regional Director of External Affairs for AT&T. I asked him how much it will cost AT&T to provide this service to some 200 homes.
It's hard to put a number on it. You know, it's great to give back to the community. It's great. Feels good.
Several residents feel good about this new public-private partnership as well. Yvonne de Graffenried has lived in the South Estes neighborhood for 11 years.
I'm glad to have it. I'm glad. I used to have it, but I don't have internet anymore.
So when was the last time you had internet here?
Ooh, about 3 years ago, probably.
How come you don't have it anymore?
I couldn't afford it.
De Graffenried says she needs internet service mostly for her daughter, who's in school. A recent Town of Chapel Hill survey of public housing residents with school-age children found 1 in 4 households had no internet access at home. Darren Bell is manager of the Community Connections Program for Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. It's his job to make sure all children have what they need to succeed, and that means closing the digital divide. Bell says most of the students in need of internet service probably don't live in public housing.
Within the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District, we have over 3,000 kids that qualify for free and reduced lunch. Now, that doesn't mean that every one of them need internet access and they're not paying for it, but 3,000 of their kids. Within the public housing, there's only 360 kids.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says in a community that celebrates intellectual achievement and has such a commitment to education, these numbers are, quote, one of the great failings of our community. The Cramden Institute has stepped in to also solve another problem. They're providing free computer literacy classes for public housing residents. Those who complete the 4 classes get a free laptop. Because who needs internet if you don't have a computer? Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.